Jack, can we get going? Okay, I think we'll get going, everybody. Good afternoon. Probably feeling a little sleepy after lunch. How's the meatloaf? No, I had meatloaf, actually. I thought it was pretty good. So has the food been pretty good so far? I know it's hit and miss some years. I think it's been pretty good this year, but... Yeah, hopefully you're not feeling too sleepy after lunch today. We'll try and keep you awake and alert. We've got a lot of really cool, interesting stuff to cover today. But before we get started, anybody heading to the Astros game tonight? I know a few of you I've overheard. Yeah, they're having a bit of a rough year, I hear, this year. We've been getting this crazy weather here in Houston, like thunder showers and stuff. And I was thinking about it, and I was like, well, maybe it could actually help them tonight. So we'll see. Hopefully the rain holds off, though, and you guys have a good night tonight at the ballpark. But before you get there, we'll just cover some business here with Intune. And to get us kicked off, my colleague here, Joey, will get us going, and then I'll come back later in the day.
Okay. Thanks, Chris. So I'm Joey Glock. I'm a program manager on the Intune and SCCM team. And before we dive into the topics that we have for you today with enrollment and management of mobile devices, I wanted to back up a step and phrase this talk in terms of what Microsoft's vision for people-centric IT is. So we define PCIT as the balance that you strike between keeping users productive and giving them access to their data anytime, anyplace, and protecting that corporate information that they have access to. So this is the BYOD landscape that an organization would like to see. This is a user using any type of device on any platform they want to be productive using the applications and accessing corporate data that they wish to access for that productive ability. So what we typically see in an organization is arrow chaos, like you see here. And this just means that users, once they have some sort of cloud identity on their device, have access to any app and any data, and it's really difficult to manage the type of data flow that they're using to be productive. So how Intune and SCCM aims to rectify those arrows is through three pillars. We say unify, enable, and protect. And that's our definition of mobile device management. So when we say unify in the context of Intune and SCCM and in this talk today, we're talking about unifying our environment. This means on-premises and cloud-based management together in one single pane of glass console. So this is our System Center Configuration Manager hybrid identity with Windows Intune. And so Chris is going to have some demos that he shows off the admin console for you guys, and you'll be able to see that hybrid management in action. Secondly, we have enabling end users. So this is that second pillar that I talked about of PCIT, where we want to let users have access to company data anytime, any place, on any device that they wish to use. And I'll be showing a demo of how an end user goes about enrolling their device using the self-service company portal. So this is going to give you an overview of the enabling the end users their company resources. And then finally, protecting corporate data. So what Chris is going to touch on is some settings management that helps protect devices. But if you're interested in a deep dive in data protection in the context of Intune and SCCM, there's actually a session tomorrow specifically just for data protection. So without further ado, these are the features that Chris and I will be covering today. We'll go over, like I mentioned, over-the-air device enrollment from an end-user perspective through the company portal. In that session, I'll be demoing the self-service portal itself. So I'm using company portal and self-service portal synonymously here for end-users. Then Chris is going to touch on user-targeted app deployment, settings management, and device inventory.
Well, before we move on, just wanted to get kind of a general sense of your familiarity with Intune, with Configuration Manager. You know, we've been working at the booth, leading up until the talk, and we've been getting varying degrees of familiarity. So just as a quick show of hands, who here has not yet deployed Intune in a hybrid configuration? You're just kind of familiar with it. Okay, so that looks like most of the room. So I think for you guys, we're covering kind of a broad spectrum of capabilities that we offer through Intune with Configuration Manager. So I think you'll benefit from that, just to give that whole perspective of what types of capabilities we offer through Intune for mobile device management with Intune. So on the other side of things, who here has actually gone and tried like a trial deployment with Intune and Configuration Manager and have played around with it a bit. So just a few hands. Okay, so for you guys, what we've done, bear with this as you know, we cover some of the content that you already know, but we've tried to dive in a couple areas a bit deeper to just give you a bit more understanding about what we've built in a few particular MDM areas. So hopefully you guys can benefit from that. So I think we'll satisfy all of what you're looking for in today's talk.
Thanks, Chris. Okay, so when we're talking about registering and enrolling a device, I view this in two phases. The first phase, which is an optional step in the context of Intune, is establishing that device's identity with Active Directory. So in this phase, a user can go and register devices for single sign-on and workplace join. So this phase for workplace join establishes the device identity, like I mentioned, in Active Directory. So this creates a new object there, and the device now has an identity. At this point, an IT pro can go and publish corporate information, corporate resources, that the user can then authenticate with that Active Directory using a web app proxy and have their data. So this is sort of, an optional path in terms of just Intune, but this is that second enabling end user pillar. This gives your device access. However, it's just unfiltered access. You're not able to have a rich management platform. We haven't even introduced MDM yet. So the next step for a user to take is to take that device and enroll into Intune. So I'll be demoing this in just a couple minutes. But once a user enrolls their device to Intune, they can use the company portal to access corporate applications. And the IT pro can push down settings, can take remote actions, such as factory resetting the device and selectively wiping just corporate data from it, and essentially give all the MDM features that we're going to talk about today. So a side effect of enrolling your device to Intune is creating this hybrid identity, as I talked about. Those devices enrolled to Intune will propagate to the System Center Configuration Manager. So it'll show up in that single pane of glass admin console that I mentioned. A side effect of that is you see this arrow on the right side that shows that Configuration Manager, through a dir sync tool, can communicate with Windows Server Active Directory and reconcile the two device identities. So you're managing one device that has the same identity across corporate access and MDM. So before I jump into actually demoing enrollment, and you'll see why I'm doing this in a minute, I just wanted to briefly touch on the end user self-service portal. So what the self-service portal, or company portal you hear it as, is a native application on Windows, Windows Phone, iOS, and Android platforms. So these are the platforms we support for MDM management in Intune. And what this, the features we're able to use this, and the big one is establishing app deployment. So you can feature line of business applications through the company portal. You can brand the company portal with corporate branding. And users can actually, you can barely see it on the right side, and you'll see it in the demo, take remote actions on all of their devices enrolled to Intune, not just the device that you're accessing the portal from. So the types of actions, like I mentioned, are factory resetting a device and selectively wiping only corporate data from the device, which essentially just removes it from Intune management. So with that, I'll give you a quick demo. Wi-Fi cooperation is necessary, so hopefully this goes smoothly. But this is the experience from the end user. Here we go. For enrolling their device to Intune. So the self-service company portal that I was talking about is accessible just through the native iOS App Store. They go to the App Store. Right there is the Windows Intune company portal. So for this demo's purposes, I already have that installed. Once they open the company portal, they're greeted again. You have your Contoso branding here. The company portal is going to feel like every platform. So the one that I showed in the deck is a Windows portal. Here's the iOS portal. And you'll notice that you can see, as I mentioned, the devices that we have that are either accessing company portal or already enrolled to Intune. So this Windows phone on the right there is already enrolled to Intune, but this iPad is this iPad here. It's got a little info bubble above it. That's because it's not enrolled yet. So click on the device, see my iPad, and we see it's not configured to install apps from administrator. It's not configured to Intune or enrolled in Intune. So adding the device gives you a quick information that explains what enrollment means, which means basically admin can push down settings, can take remote actions, and you have access to line of business applications. Oh, and we got to log in again. Sorry. So now you'll see my secure demo password.
Make sure you write this down for later so you can try it yourself.
So once we authenticate, so now we've gone to the process where I clicked add. We're redirected to a web browser, which redirects us back to our settings. So what that did is push the management profile from Intune to the device on iOS. So from here, the user does have to take a manual step to actually install this profile. So they click install, they double click install, authenticate their device. And here you'll see that we're generating a key, we're installing the profile, and we're enrolling a cert for MDM management. Gives us another confirmation that, hey, you're installing your device. It's going to be managed by the IT pro. We can wipe it. We can push apps, line of business applications, and settings to your device. So you say, hey, I'll accept the warning. You install, and you generate a key. So the profile successfully installed, and you can see it show up here in the settings page. So I'll go back to that page. But from the admin perspective, I didn't take any actions there. So we were redirected back into the SSP, and our device is enrolled. It's at this point that the device is going to get line of business applications. It has settings applied to it. So the passcode that I've been entering was already on my device. But if that was administered by the admin, this would be pushed now, this requirement. And now if you see, if I open my iPad, I can take those remote actions. I can reset the device. I can remove from management, and so on. So that's a look at what the SSP is, and that's a look at the enrollment workflow. And like I mentioned, just in general settings, you'll see the management profile show up on iOS. This is our Microsoft management profile. So that is a look at enrollment. And before we move on, for those people who have deployed Intune already, I just wanted to touch on some best practices for a successful enrollment. So as we've talked about, this hybrid identity is introducing Intune to the SCCM workspace, but there are some tasks you need to take for platform-specific tasks to do enrollment for each platform. So the admin first has to configure MDM in the Config Manager console. This isn't set up automatically. The admin must enable enrollment for each specific device type they want to allow. Otherwise, there are certain certs and profiles that need to be enabled, and I'll touch on those down there. They also have to allocate Intune licenses to the users that they wish to allow for enrollment for. So if the user doesn't have a license, they can't enroll their devices. And from the user perspective, they have to enroll one device at a time, and the cap is 20 mobile devices, which is a lot. So essentially, the user can have almost unlimited mobile devices there. And then some platform-specific hangups we've seen in the past is that Windows Phone 8 needs to configure a cert, code signing cert, and iOS needs to configure the Apple push notification cert. So APNS is required to do remote actions like I've talked about, push down apps and push down policy. Also, Intune only supports versions of iOS 5.0 and above. So I want to just touch on coming soon. So everything that I've talked about up until this point has been in the prospect of BYOD, bring your own device type organizations. For an organization that is purchasing a large amount of corporate devices, what we have in our roadmap, a feature we're building, is the ability to bulk enroll all of those devices at once. So that workflow that I just talked about for the end user is no longer necessary for these types of devices. It leverages a service account, and those devices will be fully managed and secure, and no end user configuration would be required in this scenario. So I just want to touch on what's coming soon. With that, I'll pass the torch to Chris.
Okay, so thanks, Joey. So up until now, Joey's talked about the kind of the end-user-facing scenarios that we've enabled through Intune with Configuration Manager. So he showed you the enrollment process that end-user will go through as they bring one of their devices into the corporate enterprise and needs to enroll it for management. The self-service portal, which drives a lot of that, gives them then the ability to install applications that you deploy, wipe the device or retire the device in case it goes missing. So that's something that they can do for their local device, but also another device that may be also enrolled. So if you may have noticed that there was an iPad, but also a Windows phone. So you actually get a view of all of your devices that are enrolled. So that's all the kind of end user facing stuff. Now we're going to switch over into onto the admin side. So some of the actions that you'll need to take as an administrator on mobile devices, we're going to walk through that. So the first area I wanted to touch on was around mobile device inventory. So as you well know, as Config Manager admins, there's a lot of powerful inventory capabilities for desktops and for servers, and so that has been extended into mobile devices. And one of the interesting areas that Config Manager did not kind of initially address when we get into the mobile space is, well, we now have this notion where most mobile devices are coming in as personal devices, and that actually means that we need to make decisions about how we treat those devices. For example, I only want to be able to inventory certain applications that I've deployed to that device. I actually don't want to know what else an end user's been installing. And so that's one area that we've enabled through Config Manager with Intune, where you can designate devices as either corporate or personal. So for personal devices, Intune with Config Manager is only going to inventory those apps that are being under management. All the rest of it is really up to the end user. This is also to address some privacy concerns that may arise in certain countries. So this is actually a very useful scenario. Where this also becomes quite useful is the ability to then make like targeting or deployment decisions based on that property. So for example, if I have an expensive expensive app or a line of business app that I really only want to be going out to corporate managed or corporate owned devices, I can set a rule on my deployment to look for that condition. So those are really the scenarios that we addressed around this enhancement to device inventory with Configuration Manager and Intune. So with that said, I'm going to switch over and show you what I just described. Okay, so here's my Config Manager admin console. And I've opened it up to a view of just all the devices. Oh, what just happened? Something wrong with the battery. OK, I was saving this line in case something happened like this. Houston, we have a problem. Sorry, just bear with me one more moment. Okay, you know you have pregame jitters when you haven't actually plugged in the laptop. It should come back in a second. Okay, we have power. So just while we wait for that, I might just switch back over to the slides and then we'll come back to that demo. Once that's ready to go. So the next area that I wanted to talk about, so inventory is a very powerful capability with Configuration Manager, but we have also enabled settings management through Intune and Configuration Manager. So settings management is a very broad area. It can actually entail a number of kind of more specialized areas. But generally, when we talk about settings, we talk about the ability to configure settings that each platform has enabled through their management MDM stack. So you may already be familiar with mobile device management capabilities on each platform, such as iOS or even Windows Phone with the recent Windows Phone 8.1 release. So every platform enables a kind of a list of settings that they publish for MDMs, such as Intune, to manage. So these could be things like enabling or disabling the camera. It could be disabling the ability to use NFC or even copy and paste. And so these are what we talk about when we describe settings. So through Intune with Configuration Manager, we've extended the desired configuration management set of features in Config Manager so that you can define configuration items and configuration baselines and then target those out to mobile devices. So that's what we mean when we talk about settings management. And so here's just a few points that I wanted to make around that, just as you're starting to think about, well, how do I want to configure my mobile devices? So when you're defining settings, that these are things that these are settings that are managed through the MDM stack, not Exchange Active Sync. So a lot of you may be today managing mobile devices just purely through EAS. Well, the MDM settings actually extend a lot of those capabilities and are deeply kind of ingrained within the OS itself. So start thinking about that instead of just what can I manage through AES. You actually want to look at the capabilities through the MDM stack for each of the platforms. Okay, so I killed enough time there. Yes, just a quick question. I would say it depends, as usual, but Intune leverages the MDM stack on each platform. So Intune provides the ability to manage, we call it native management. So for example, for iOS, we use that entire stack. We do have some kind of limited capabilities to manage EAS policy through Intune as well, but as enterprises are starting to think more and more about mobile device management, we're really steering them towards the native management because you really have much more powerful capabilities. And when you start to look at things that are, you know, are being shown in the keynote, such as the ability to manage Office apps and, you know, disable the ability to copy and paste to an unmanaged email client, all of that is coming through Intune and these native MDM stacks and not through AES. So you're not going to get any of that ability. Okay, so we're back. We'll just switch gears back again just to finish this section of the demo. So as a when I look at my list of devices, I actually want to see, well, you know, which of these are my corporate devices and personal devices. So right away, we've added a view where when you just select a column in your device view, you can set device owner, and that brings up that designation. So as you can see here, because you know we're doing a lot of MDM demos, there are a lot of mobile devices that have been designated as personal. So when a device gets enrolled through Intune, when an end user enrolls, it's automatically set to be a personal device. You can, though, override that setting. Let's say you, in your situation, these are ones that you want to be known as corporate-owned devices. And that's just simply a matter of, you know, right-clicking on the device and then going to change ownership, and I can set that to company. So now I've set, you know, this device, it's a corporate-owned device. I want to be able to target certain, you know, corporate applications to only company devices. So how do I actually go and do that? So I'll switch over to my software library. And I have a expenses application that, you know, really I don't want it just going out to any device. I only want my, you know, company-owned devices to be using this. And so when I create a deployment, I can, you know, if you're familiar with the app model and configuration manager, there are different deployment types, and you can set them to, you know, different platforms to install the appropriate package and so forth. So at the deployment type level, I can then go in to my requirements, and then I can add a requirement to say I want ownership to equal company. And so this rule here means when I then target this deployment to a group, only the apps or the devices that have been designated as a company device will receive this application, none of the personal devices. So that's essentially how you achieve that scenario. Okay. Yes, quick question. The inventory cycle for mobile devices. So that is somewhat ingrained in the number of, or sort of the period of evaluations for each platform, and it is variable depending on the platform. So we have a default period that is somewhat dependent on how frequently the OS can run. It's effectively like a device check-in. And typically, after enrollment, it will happen quite frequently because it has to check in to make sure that it's got all the policy it receives. But then after that, it falls back to between 8 and 24 hours, depending on the platform. Okay, so let's switch back again to settings. So we talked a bit about the difference between MDM and EAS settings. Another point just to call out here is that when you're defining and managing device settings, you're actually leveraging the same DCM or desired configuration management UI as you would for desktops. So because we support many, many platforms, we've enabled the ability to define a single policy that will span across multiple platforms. So for example, you can define, okay, well, I know what my passcode requirements are for my organization. Well, we've enabled that in the UI to just do it once and then target that policy to users and then allow Intune to effectively compute, okay, for this device platform, I can figure out which settings are applicable and apply those settings as appropriate. So it's a fairly powerful way to say, well, I can kind of define these single policies and have them span multiple device platforms. We do provide quite powerful reporting capabilities as well. So you do get, through the in-console monitoring, a view of which devices have become compliant or if they have actually resulted in some non-compliant state. So I think one important thing to just call out is if you're, just show a quick show of hands just so I know who I'm talking to. Anyone here like work extensively with configuration items and baselines and defining policy for, okay. So not a lot of you, but for those of you who are a bit more familiar with it, you have an option to say whether you want to either just discover the compliance for those policies or actually to remediate them. On the MDM side of things, it's basically, it always remediates. So there's really no point at which we go out and just look at what the setting is set to, but we don't change it. And a lot of that has to do with the way that, you know, these MDM stacks work for each OS. But effectively, we're always remediating. So if you're out of compliance, as long as the device platform supports it, we're going to enable encryption, or we're going to, set a policy that eventually forces the user to comply. Yep.
So if it is universal, and if that one applies to specific device, you have a reporter and kind of like tell you specifically what will apply to the device and what will not apply to the device.
Yeah, so I'll walk through it a bit later, but at the end of, there's a kind of a quick wizard to define your settings policy for devices. Right at the end, there's a report that will tell you, okay, for all the settings that you said you wanted to set, here is everything that it will not apply to. So that's a combination of what settings you've actually decided to set, plus which target platforms you're intending to target that item to. So there, it will tell you. Yeah, so I think that's probably all I wanted to cover there. Okay, so here's a an eye chart for you guys. But basically, this covers everything that Intune and Config Manager can configure. We've broken settings across all of the platforms that we support. We've broken them down into various categories. Now, these aren't individual settings. These are just categories. So each category then breaks down into its own set of settings. So there's kind of a big overall asterisk to this, which is they all vary by platform. So there's a bit of, once you kind of digest what this covers and what what Intune is capable of managing per platform at a category level, you then need to break that down by one level further to say, okay, well, exactly which password settings does each platform enforce? What encryption settings does each platform enforce? And it is a bit of a job to do, but it's a necessary thing, because until you get some understanding about what those capabilities are per platform, you won't truly know what the net effect is on the device itself. So you kind of, as you become more familiar with Intune, you play around with it with a trial or something, you know, enroll a few devices, deploy a policy, and look at what that effect has on the device, just so you have a deeper understanding of that. Just a shout out to the Windows Phone 8.1 column. We've given this talk previously with Windows Phone 8.0, and that column was stark. There was not many checkboxes. And so Windows Phone 8.1 made a huge push into enterprise manageability, and so we've been able to tick a lot of those rows for the phone. And it's a really awesome thing. We worked very closely with them to enable a lot of that. I see a couple questions. Well, I believe it's a forced update at some point, so everyone will move to that. We previously supported Windows Phone 8.0 before 8.1 was released. We still support it, yes. Sorry, the question is, do we support 8.0 if now 8.1 is listed here? Yes, we do. It's just there's just a lot less you can manage for 8.0. Was there another question? I will have to follow up on that for you. The question was, is work folders going to be enabled for Windows Phone at some point in the near future? And the answer is, I actually don't know. So if you come up after the talk, I can give you my contact info. We'll find that out for you. So the question is, are the details about each category broken out anywhere? I wish I had a better answer. It is out there in our documentation. I wouldn't say it's the most concise form to consume, so you do have to parse through TechNet a little bit. But if you do, the information is there. It's just, it's not like in this kind of broken down table that I've provided here. So another way to find out capabilities is to actually just walk through the console, because a lot of what is supported is exposed through the console, and you can kind of glean what setting is available that way as well. How are we doing for time? Yeah. Okay, so I talked fairly broadly about settings management through Intune and Configuration Manager, and now I just wanted to kind of break this down a bit into a specialized area that we call resource access. And resource access is a subset of mobile device management settings that are really entailed around the ability to enable managed mobile devices to access corporate resources such as email, VPN, and Wi-Fi. So these are like three common buckets of resources that you need to be able to access on a mobile device to be at all productive in an organization. And so what we've done in R2 and are continuing to enhance in Configuration Manager and Intune is to enable the ability to provision profiles for VPN, for Wi-Fi, for email, as well as certificate provisioning so that you can get the credentials and the profiles you need down to these devices. So this, take a mental note of this or play around a bit with the console, because we do sometimes get a question, well, you know, I know you guys have Wi-Fi profiles here somewhere, where is it? So it's under the company resource access node within the assets and compliance workspace. So if you're ever looking for it, just remember resource access and you'll find it. So here we do support Windows 8.1, Windows 8.1 RT, iOS, Android, and now Windows Phone 8.1. So resource access was not something you could do with Windows Phone 8.0. You do need to have 8.1, or your clients will need to have 8.1 here. So yeah, this is definitely a specialized area that we've called out in the console, and you know, if you're managing devices, you will definitely need to use this.
Question.
Oh, was there another question?
Is there any support for Windows 7?
The question was, is there any support for Windows 7? Do you mean specifically for resource access?
Yeah.
We support, so we've been talking about mobile device management, but we do support, through the Configuration Manager client, the ability to provision Wi-Fi profiles, VPN profiles, and certificates. But yes, through the console. So you would be able to deploy the same profiles to what we call the SCCM client or the Config Manager client. So you could do both. You could target your mobile devices as well as your managed PCs. We just have been focusing on this talk for mobile devices. Yeah. Okay. So VPN profiles. We do support profiles for the major five vendors: Cisco, Juniper, Checkpoint, Dell, SonicWall, F5. These are, depending on the platform, either natively built in or not. But we, for VPN, we support iOS, Windows, and Windows Phone. Android, we haven't quite yet added support for VPN, but it is definitely something we're working on and we'll hope to add shortly. We have worked quite closely with the Windows team in particular and Windows Phone teams on something called App Trigger VPN, so the ability to automatically trigger a VPN connection when a certain app is launched. So this could be a line of business app that needs connectivity to back to CorpNet, and so this is something that can be configured through Config Manager and Intune. Wi-Fi and certificates, so Wi-Fi settings, I think straightforward. You can configure a device to automatically connect to your corporate Wi-Fi hotspot, and then certificate deployment. So the next few slides, I'm just gonna delve in a bit deeper into the certificate side of things. How many here, you come from a company where you use certificate-based authentication for, okay, so this is most relevant for you guys. And we're going to get a little deeper here, so bear with us for a second. So to provision certificates to mobile devices, we leverage a protocol called SCAP, which is nothing to do with endpoint protection. It's actually a protocol for enrolling certificates. And if you're at all familiar with PKI and SCAP in particular, you'll know that this was originally an enrollment protocol designed for kind of secure network environments and for, you know, networking equipment where you're not necessarily going across security boundaries. But it turns out that iOS and other platforms have added support for SCAP for certificate enrollment, and so we've built a feature that basically gives you the ability to securely deploy certificates to mobile devices over the internet using that protocol. And so this slide just gives you a walkthrough, if you ever need to get to this level of detail, as to how that solution works. And so we'll just go through that pretty quickly. So this picture just gives you kind of an overview of what it includes aspects of your Config Manager deployment, as well as Intune running in the cloud, and then a device that that a user has brought into your organization. So the end result that we're trying to get to here is getting a certificate enrolled on the device. So the process starts with a Config Manager admin, creating something called a SCAP profile, which is a profile of parameters for a device to go out and enroll for a certificate against a component called the Network Device Enrollment Service from Active Directory. So this is a role that is internet facing and can receive those enrollment requests and then provision a certificate. So the admin creates a certificate or SCAP profile and then deploys that out to an end user's device. So that path goes through the Config Manager connector for Intune, which forwards the policy up to Intune. And in Intune, we do something called creating a SCEP challenge. A challenge is what the device will present to the network device enrollment service to receive a certificate. And so we generate a unique challenge that is per device and will be authenticated ultimately against the enrollment request by Configuration Manager to ensure that it is authentic. So the device will receive that SCEP profile, including the challenge, will then go back and make an enrollment request to NDES, which is a server role that you've set up in your on-prem infrastructure. And NDES will take that enrollment request and, using a Configuration Manager plugin that we provide as part of Configuration Manager install media, forward that request on to the certificate registration point, which is a server role within a site system role, that is run and deployed within Configuration Manager hierarchy. That role will then validate the enrollment request, and then, depending on making sure that the challenge is authentic, it's signed by Intune, that the other parameters in the request are what was originally intended, will then say, yes, you can go and enroll that certificate. So NDES will then make the enrollment request from the CA and then send the certificate back to the device. So that's a kind of a deep dive into what we're doing. But the takeaway of this is that we have implemented a solution that addresses some of the inherent issues or vulnerabilities in the SCEP protocol, so that we can provide a secure way to provision certificates to your managed devices. So this slide just covers some of the steps for setting up this infrastructure. I'm not going to go, just for the sake of time, I won't go through all of it in detail, but these slides should be available later if you need them as a reference. Yes, question? So the question was, can you use these certificates to authenticate against app services that are using the web authentication proxy? So this solution is not intended for that. This solution is intended to provision certificates for VPN authentication, Wi-Fi authentication, basically client authentication. You can provision other certificates generally to Windows devices in particular for other types of uses, but it wasn't intended specifically for authentication proxy. So this slide just covers some of the basic steps for setting up this infrastructure. I'm not going to go too much into detail on this, but it is a reference for you later when you decide to deploy this in your enterprise. So we do get questions on, this has certain requirements for how you set this up in your network, and, now that we're introducing an internet-facing component in NDES, how is this all supposed to be deployed in our domain and in our DMZ? So we worked closely with the Active Directory Certificate Services team, who actually own the NDES component, which is kind of a PKI component, to come up with some best practices or some options for how this can be deployed depending on your networking requirements. So this is, I'm not going to go too much into detail on this again, but basically there's a couple different options that are out there, and there's a whole blog article or documentation article available to read more details about this. Essentially, it boils down to one option where you can set up NDES with your issuing CA in a completely separate forest apart from your internal corporate forest. So this provides like the maximum level of security for your enterprise to isolate that forest for actually issuing certificates to manage devices. But that can introduce some complexities and may not necessarily reach all of your requirements. So the second option that's recommended is that the NDES role be set up in the DMZ and then through a firewall connect to the issuing CA. So it means that you don't necessarily need to set up separate forests, but it does address some of the basic security concerns about having internet-facing servers exposed to the internet. So another good reference, if you go ahead to deploy certificate provisioning with ConfigMan and Intune. Okay, so we talked a lot about VPN, like resource access in general. The last area is around, and probably the simplest, is around email profile management. So we have added support for email profile provisioning as well. So this basically gives you the ability to provision email profiles to manage devices. So as an end user, I enroll my device with Intune, and oh, look, I've got a new corporate account set up on my mobile device that I can use for email. It also gives you, as an administrator, the ability to later wipe that email if the device then becomes unenrolled from Intune. So as part of an unenroll or retire action, all of the management profiles are removed from the device, including the email account and all the contents in that. So it's kind of a good data protection approach. Right now, we support this for iOS and Windows Phone 8.1, and this is basically because of the factors of which platforms actually support email profile provisioning. So we're working on, especially on the Windows side, working with the Windows team to add the support hopefully soon. Yes, question? So we're looking at Android as well. You may, if you've been kind of following the recent updates we've been doing with Intune, we recently added Knox standard support. So we've been looking at how we could potentially enable that for Knox, but we don't have anything to announce yet. Okay, so we're gonna actually switch gears a little bit, and the segue here is basically that as you can imagine, mobile devices today, you know, are frequently, mobile OSs are frequently being updated by the OS vendors. So, you know, new releases of iOS are coming out, of Windows Phone recently. With an on-prem deployment in Configuration Manager, you might wonder, well, how do I actually keep up with all those updates? Because, you know, I'm using my ConfigMan console, and it only says Windows Phone 8 on it. How do I get the Windows Phone 8.1 support? So what we've done here is to address this, because it's a real problem, is we've built an ability to make extensions to Configuration Manager specifically for supporting Intune. And this is something separate from the regular service packs or updates that you would normally get through our sustained engineering channel. These are features. These are features that are going to light up for you to be able to manage, you know, new settings and new platforms as they get released. So it really gives us a way to provide you, as you know, as quickly as possible, the support that you need for all the devices you're trying to manage. So this next couple slides, and I'm going to show it to you in a demo, it shows you how we're going to do that. So we call this thing a Configuration Manager extension for Windows Intune. And it's basically an update to your hierarchy, but in a limited capacity so that we're not, you know, breaking anything that you've already deployed. And also updates your console so that you have the UI that you need to target that new platform. So the steps on the bottom just give you kind of a walkthrough of what is entailed as part of an update. So the first step is, okay, I log in one day as an admin, as an administrator, and I'm notified, like actively notified, hey, there's a new extension available. We as Microsoft may be making extensions to, you know, support Windows Phone 8.1 or add new support for iOS. And as these come out, you'll get notified that you don't have to follow some blog to actually find out when they're available. You then go to a node that gives you a list of all the extensions that have been made available, and then it's up to you to choose which ones you want. So you don't have to say, well, I don't really care about Windows Phone 8.1, heaven forbid, or I don't care about iOS, but I have to take all the updates. You can select the ones that you're interested in and only install those. So once you enable that, that gets activated within Configuration Manager, And basically what that means is it downloads from the Intune service, it installs across the hierarchy, it's essentially replicated, and then it will also update all of the consoles the next time that they're restarted. You're then able to just go ahead and use the feature. And then sometime in the future, if you decide, you can actually go back and disable it. It doesn't do a full uninstall, but it basically removes it from the UX and just stops that code from being exercised. Okay, so now I'm going to show you that as well as the email profile stuff that I talked about. Quick question at the back.
Do you have to have a CAS?
No, it can be a primary too. Yeah. The question is, do you have to have a CAS? But it can be. I should have specified that in the slide there. Okay, so the first thing I'm going to show you is, what happens when an extension is enabled. So this is the first thing that you'll see. A new extension is made available. So this came up, you know, the next time I launched my console after it was published. So I'm going to go ahead and just accept that. Before I actually enable it, I'll just show a couple things, kind of the before and after here. So the first thing that I'm kind of interested in is, I know that I want to be able to manage email profiles, but that's actually not something that's available here today, so I really need to get that capability. I also want to be able to manage Windows Phone 8.1 devices, but if I go in and to create a configuration item, I'll see that, you know, only Windows Phone 8.0 is available. Okay, so, you know I need to manage Windows Phone 8.1 devices. I want to be able to provision email profiles. I better enable those extensions. So to do that, I'll go into my admin workspace, and then we have a cloud services section. So there we've added something called extensions for Windows Intune. I see all the ones that have been published so far. And then I'll go ahead and select the ones that I want, and then I'll just hit enable. Of course, you know, this being Microsoft, there's a EULA. And then I'll accept that, and then it'll just go ahead and enable itself. So this does take a little while, so I won't make you sit through all that. So for the benefit of time, I'll just show you the after effect, which is if we go back to the cloud services, I'll see that all of these are enabled. I'll then go over to the assets and compliance area, and we should see an email profile just show up. So it's just there. And then if we go to create a configuration item, just go ahead and specify a couple categories. So if you were watching really closely, you would have seen that geolocation and copy and paste were not there before. They're here now. So it just lights up seamlessly in the UI. Similarly, near-field communication, that's something that Windows Phone 8.1 added, so we've added that support as well. And then when we go to the supported platforms where we want to actually target this profile, we see that Windows Phone 8.1 is just lit up. So it's very seamless. It'll just enable these features integrated fully with the capabilities that we have today. Okay, so that's extensions, and it just kind of demonstrates how you enable it and then what the kind of the before and after effects are. I'll switch back to, Windows Phone 8.1 added email provisioning support. I really want to add that capability in my organization. How exactly do I do this? So we'll go down to the company resource access section. We're going to define a new email profile.
Question.
Yep, question? No, all consoles will be updated. None of them need to be manually updated. Yep. Yep, quick question.
What's the volume? If I have deployed Windows 8.0 at the other side, so I enable it, just enable it.
I'm not sure I totally understand this scenario, but maybe we'll take that one offline. Just come up after the talk and we'll talk more about it. So I'll create the profile.
One more quick one.
Yeah, quick question. Remote console users, so each instance of the console does see the, they will get the prompt. So we have had feedback that there are some scenarios where, you know, depending on the administrator role, you don't necessarily want them to see that. So we're working on improving that over time, but right now they will see the prompt. Yeah. Okay, so we'll keep going here. So we're going to just define the parameters for this Exchange Active Sync profile. So we're going to just create the Active Sync host that we want this device to connect to. So in this case, we're going to connect to an Office 365 account. We're going to give it a name, and this is really just a display name for what this email profile is on the device. So for example, Contoso or whatever your organization. You can set parameters around what the username should be, and this is actually populated through Active Directory. And then you can set also the authentication method as well. So this is where it ties into all that certificate provisioning stuff that I talked about. Here you can actually specify the SCEP profile for the identity certificate that you want to be used with this profile. So if you're using Exchange on-prem, this might be valid to you. But we're just going to use username and password. And then we get shown a few other options that we have for profile provisioning. So some of this will apply to iOS, some of it will apply to Windows Phone. In this case, I want to be able to specify for Windows Phone each type of content that gets synchronized for this Active Sync account. So I'll just select all of those. Okay, so really for this demo, all I really care about is Windows Phone 8.1, but as you can see, you can select different iOS platforms too. And then we'll just go ahead and create that. Okay, so while that's happening, depending on how long it takes, I might switch over. But I'll then just go ahead and create a deployment to my user group, which in this case is just a demo account or user group with one account. For the sake of time, because it does take a few minutes for this policy to replicate up through the connector to Intune and then down to the device, I've actually gone ahead and used another account or a profile and provision that to my demo group, and then I'll just switch over to the device itself to show what the effect is. Just make sure that's running. Catch that? Might have been too fast, I don't know. Okay, so here's a Windows Phone 8.1. So the area, I'm just going to jump to an area. So what I'm trying to do here is effectively replicate or reproduce what happens when a device checks in with the Intune service to pull down new policy. So this happens every 24 hours or so, but one good way that you can actually fast track this is to go to the workplace section in the settings, and here, this is, by the way, where you would go to enroll this device. So once you're enrolled, you see, okay, I'm enrolled with Contoso, and then down at the bottom, there's a little sync button, and this is an awesome way to do a proof of concept or to test settings because you don't have to wait for that policy sync to happen. So I'm just going to kick that off, and if everything is working, we will see that the profile will get pushed. This normally just takes a few seconds because the device is just talking to the service. And here we see a notification that something needs attention. So if I go to that account, I can then type in my password. So we don't actually provision passwords. So this is up to each user to know. From a security standpoint, we don't want to be pushing passwords along with the account. Okay, and then so I just, as an end user, enter my email password. That takes a few seconds, and then if I go to my email, there it is on my start screen, and woohoo, it worked. Okay, so that's email profile provisioning. One other quick thing I wanted to show you was that you notice some of the settings that we lit up through the configuration items, so specifically copy and paste. So you can disable copy and paste on Windows Phone 8.1. So if I open up a document, you can see I just highlighted something and no copy option came up. So I'm blocked from copying and pasting if you're worried about sensitive information coming off of the device. One other cool thing. Everybody say cheese. You can see that there's nothing on the screen, so I've disabled the camera also through that policy. So there's nothing, I'm completely blocked from setting that. Okay, I think that's it.
Go back to the deck.
Yeah. Okay, so here's a few frequently asked questions about the extensions I talked about. So some things about permissions and so forth. I'll leave this up to you for after for some of the references that you'll want to make. And I think that kind of brings us to the end. So I want to just wrap it up.
Yeah, so I mean, just to touch on what we talked about in the beginning, Chris showed the unified admin console between SCCM and Intune. We demonstrated the SSP and showed how an end user can go in and enroll their device, and showed how email profiles can be set up to enable end users to work wherever, whenever. And finally, we showed you some data protection settings. So Chris showed the camera being disabled and copy and paste being disabled. And again, there's a session tomorrow specifically talking about data protection for Windows Intune. So how this fits, you can see the middle pillar of the new Enterprise Mobility Suite, the types of things we've talked about today, enabling in Windows Intune. Finally, we have some related content I'll just kind of breeze through in breakout sessions.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of related content. Here's some resources to go look at. The TechNet, again, if you wanted to dive into the settings a bit more than just categories, that type of stuff is listed on TechNet. Enter an evaluation, win an Xbox, and evaluate our session. That's everything we have. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. If you have questions, if you guys have questions, please step up to the mic so that, because this is being broadcast and recorded, so. Question here?
So one of the things that I'd like to understand more about is the certificate piece of it.
Yes.
Right, so is a certificate, you know, server that resides in the DMZ, is that something that is also managed through Config Manager? Or is that completely separate and outside of it?
You can manage it. I mean, basically, the component is called, the component you're referring to is NDES, which is Windows Server role. It comes with Windows Server 2012 R2, so it's the latest release where they built in this capability to do the policy module for MDMs to validate the SCEP request, and so you would manage that just like any other server.
So it's 2012 only, right?
It's 2012 R2. Yep.
Okay.
So you know we're looking at, you know, we're definitely getting a lot of feedback around what different customers are doing or want to do to deploy the solution. And, you know, depending on, because I know that, you know, upgrades can to new OS versions can take a while to be qualified. So, you know, we're looking at different ways we can address that. But generally, you know, this capability that's, the only you only need 2012 R2 for that NDES role. You don't have to go off and upgrade your whole PKI to 2012 R2. So you know it's a fairly isolated change. So it definitely scopes the amount of change you would need to do to upgrade.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thanks. A question over here. I can hear you. Why don't you just yell it?
You mentioned current at the end. What about being on demand for websites, URLs, and
Yes. So we also support the ability to do DNS triggered VPN as well, as supported by each platform. But particularly for iOS, we support that. The question is, do we support app restriction policies? So did you watch the keynote? Did you watch the keynote this year? So I don't know if you, it wasn't rhetorical. there was a demo right at the end at the, unfortunately, I don't know why it was the office section. We should have demoed it in the IT section, but Julie White showed Excel and mobile Outlook web access. And the fact that she couldn't open an Excel file in some other app, it could only be Excel or SkyDrive Pro, and all of that was managed through Intune. So we're working on ways to do app restrictions through Intune, and that will be available later this year. Okay, so it's coming. Thanks. I'll alternate over here.
Cool.
Question.
So with like with the basic mobile device management with the ActiveSync stuff. You have to, in order to like wipe a device or anything like that, it has to wait till the user authenticates. So sometimes it might not even be possible if someone's already disabled the account, or
right.
if, you know, the you have manual synchronization setup.
Yeah.
How often does a device check in with Intune? Like if so, as long as it's turned on, obviously. If I go wipe it or just wipe corporate data, on how often does it check in to say, oh, I need to kill, you know, wipe myself or whatever.
So for wipe, we actually use push notifications, and each platform has a web notification service that we leverage to go and poke the device to go and talk to Intune. And so it doesn't wait for the next scheduled evaluation, it'll get the notification.
Okay.
So the timing of that can vary a little bit, but it's not nearly as long as 24 hours.
Okay, and then you can also force it so that if someone goes and uninstalls Intune or whatever the application is that sits on the phone that interacts with Intune, you say you can force it so it can actually wipe corporate data at that point as well, or?
Yeah, and that's a inherent capability of the device. So on iOS, for example, when you remove the management profile or you unenroll, it just pulls off all of the other profiles and policies that have been provisioned, including one for email, which in that demo I showed the creation of that profile. So the opposite effect of that is it'll yank the account, including all the email that was in it from the device, and then Windows Phone 8.1 also supports that as well.
Cool. Thanks.
Thanks. Over here, question.
So I'm wondering about application deployment. Can you deploy mobile applications to different devices in SCCM, like Android apps or iOS apps?
Yeah, yes. So I briefly covered that in the inventory demo that I had to leave and come back to. But through Configuration Manager, you can deploy applications either as a mandatory install or an optional install. It does, yes. And so the self-service portal that Joey showed, if you deploy it as an available app, those apps show up in that self-service portal, and then an end user can just, it's like an app store for your company. They can just choose which ones, but then I'm not sure about Android, but on some platforms we push apps as a mandatory app, so it'll just appear on the device. Thanks. Question?
Are there plans for improved support of larger SCCM hierarchies? For instance, currently if you enroll a device via Intune that's connected to SCCM, it gets associated with a single primary site. Now you can change that later, but for a large hierarchy with multiple primary sites, you may not want all mobile devices enrolled into one, or have to go and toggle and say, all right, enroll these for this primary site at this window and change it. And likewise, the limitation of having just one tenant for Intune can have far-reaching consequences in terms of setting up single sign-on and, you know, leveraging multiple domains, where SCCM can span multiple domains.
I'm not sure I totally understand the association of a device to a primary.
So currently, when you set up the Intune connector, you specify a primary site code that the device gets associated with. If you have multiple primary sites, you may want to associate the mobile devices with different ones. For instance, we have distributed delegation. So my location, I have a primary site, and then there's another IT admin group that manages another primary site. And so we'd like to more dynamically separate the devices that get enrolled to each.
There's another PM here who gave a talk, I think this morning, on infrastructure for Intune. Were you at the talk?
Yep.
So did you ask him that?
Actually, what he said currently is that you can change the Intune connector and the option for which primary site the Intune connection configuration is associated with. You can change that after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be a pain for me to say, well, on Monday, everybody at this primary site enroll your devices, and on Tuesday, I change it, and then they enroll them for another primary site. That doesn't seem very feasible.
Okay.
If, say, like you had a user collection that you could associate with primary sites, then when users enroll and their access is granted via that collection, that might be able to distribute.
I will take that feedback back to Jim. Okay. I think he's certainly better positioned to address it, but I will talk with him to see what else we can do.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Are they planning to support BlackBerry?
We haven't not announced any plans or support for BlackBerry.
Yes, in the common scenario, you have a user that already configured email setting on their phone.
Yes.
Or their iPad or whatever.
Yes.
And then they're enrolled in their device.
Yeah.
And the policy or the profile is enforced on that one. What will happen at that point? Will it merge with that profile? Or will it set up a new profile, and what happens?
I've got bad news for you. So this is something that's it's behavior that's dependent on each platform, unfortunately. And the sad truth is that on iOS, if you have, I think it's, if the host name matches, it collides, and you basically get an error on the deployment for that profile.
So what will you have to do is that you have to disable Exchange Active Sync for that user?
We actually published a white paper that addresses this scenario.
Okay.
Go check that out. One of the suggestions we make is actually force people or move towards cert-based authentication to try and get them onto MDM, so that the only way that they can get their mail on their mobile device is if they have a cert that's provisioned through Intune. So that's one way. I know some companies just have to go and bug their users and say, hey, look, you got to pull this thing off and enroll. And so we're kind of restricted by what each platform can do, unfortunately.
Specifically on the iOS, then.
Windows Phone is similar, except I think it has to be the same host name and username, or company name, I think. But yeah, it exists there as well.
Okay, but that white paper is on TechNet.
Yeah, this guy wrote it.
Okay.
So yeah, just go search for it and.
Okay, I have a customer that has that thing now. So
okay. Yeah. Okay. Good luck. Thanks. Question.
For iOS applications, is there any planned or current integration for Apple VPP for volume purchase program of applications for enterprises?
We have not announced anything yet, but we know a lot of customers are interested.
Good. Perfect. Thanks.
Thanks.
So on the self-service portal or company portal for the Apple and devices, and you make an app available, it sends you over to the Apple portal when you click on the button for the deep link. I'm wondering if it can just install it instead of actually sending you over to the company portal for, you know, the App Store.
Yeah, so for that, I think you'll need the volume purchase program that guy just mentioned, and we know that that's a scenario that customers are interested in, and that's about all I can say right now. But we don't have that support today. But we know it's important.
Do you have support to actually take an Apple application that sits in the Apple App Store and push it to a Apple device, so it forces the install. So if, like, let's say I want to force the deployment of the RDS app to all my Apple
devices. Yeah, and I believe you need the volume purchase program to do that, and we don't have that support today.
Okay.
So right now, today, with the product today, the only thing you can do is push a line of business app that you've created yourself, or you can create a deep link to the iTunes store for them to go and install it. But we, yeah, that's, as far as plans for VPP, I just can't say anything today about that.
Okay. Another thing that we've been experiencing is that there's a lot of bugginess to the enrollment process, particularly if you had devices which were previously enrolled with Intune directly and then got connected to SCCM, and then you're trying to, say, convert those to be SCCM managed, or just a plain old device and you're trying to get it connected.
So you had an Intune standalone subscription, and then you migrated to ConfigMan hybrid, and you've unenrolled from Intune and then tried re-enrolling them with your new tenant?
Well, even the, or because of what I'm asking for is, like, the fact that, let's say you have a device connected to Intune, it's been enrolled to Intune, and then a company gets SCCM and you connect them. Like, it should just work between those two infrastructures. It shouldn't be this special thing that it's only managed by SCCM or only managed by Intune.
Yeah.
It should become more of a cohesive experience.
I will take that feedback.
Okay.
Thank you. I got to jump off the stage here, but if you want to come up, you can ask.